Welcome back to another episode of On a Related Note Podcast. I'm Mecca.
And I'm Mia.
And we're going to do another crazy internet story, Am I the A-hole video episode. But before we get into that, we'll do a little story time of our own. You want to go first?
So my story time is tied to my fidget friend for the day, which is this thingamabob.
Is that a 3D printed
figure? Yeah, it's a 3D printed Frozen Charlotte doll that I got from one of my archaeology professors in school. And
Frozen Charlotte?
So the story behind it, because I figured it makes a decent enough story. These originated from what I remember in Germany at some point in like the 1700s or something. But then it made its way. They were originally like little porcelain small. I don't know if they were quite this small, but they were teeny little porcelain dolls that kids could play with. But then it came to America and it was all wholesome or whatever. But then they decided to change the lore. And they said, this one woman, I think she read something in a newspaper about this lady who was on her way to a ball, but it was like mad cold and she like died in the cold, like in the carriage or something. Like it made the news, the headlines. So she decided to write a poem about that event, but she made it more, she kind of romanticized it in a way, like made it this whole thing where the protagonist was a girl named Charlotte. And she was all dressed nice and she didn't want to cover up in her fine ball gown because I guess it messed it up. So she went there in the frigid cold with her little thin whatever fabric dress, but she froze to death. So when they went to go open the carriage, she was dead. And I think it was supposed to be like a don't do dangerous things, kids type of story. But then it became like a nursery song and like it was this whole.
Oh my God.
It became like American lore back then, but they tied that to the doll. So they became known as Frozen Charlotte dolls because of the girl of the poem / song that came after.
Why have I never seen this?
I don't know. I never seen it before. He had like mass printed a bunch of these.
I don't mean the story. I mean this specific thing. Like,
I mean, it's just been in my room and it's small. So I don't know. But yeah, he had like a little basket of them and was like, he was using it for something, but then he had extra. So he was like, y'all want one, y'all could take one. Wow. I'm like, don't mind if I do. It's kind of weird. And I like weird stuff. So it's just Charlotte, I guess. But that's my story.
Wow. Well, mine, lately, there has been a bunny that appears at my window late in the evening, kind of like low-key in the middle of the morning. But
yeah,
it's not even in the morning. I think the earliest I've seen it show up has been like 10 o'clock. But anyway, this is the second year, I think, that I've seen these bunnies, or bunnies in general. I don't know if it's the same one, but it just is so exciting. Like, I don't know, it makes me so happy to see them. I'm like, oh, my little friend's here. And a couple nights ago, there were two of them. So,
rendezvous.
Yeah.
Bro, the grass, they're just in love with the grass. They're always munching away at the grass. So it's something about what they put in the fertilizers or whatever.
I don't know.
That's why they be coming every night.
I guess. But I very much enjoy seeing them. And I guess paired with that, today is a super nice weather day for it to be, you know, end of February. It's like 70 degrees. And I had my window open earlier. It was so breezy, but like it was the perfect weather. I just wish it could feel like that every day. And it's making me want spring to hurry up and get here that much more. But yeah, anyway.
It's February, bro. Why does
it? It's March, honestly. Like, we're a day away from March.
And get February, it's time. It's already the shortest month.
All right. You know, people kept saying in January that like, oh my God, next week is January too. Like, saying that January felt like super long. And I don't know if I don't usually agree with that because I don't feel time that way. But I don't feel like February was that long.
February was shorter than usual. It felt short.
Maybe. I don't know. Again, I don't really feel the passage of time, but it is kind of like, dang, it's March already.
And then other times I'm like, good God, it's not November anymore.
There's a Sick Puppy song called Where Did the Time Go? And that's what it be feeling like.
Absolutely.
But yeah, let's get into the topic of today. So I want to go first, actually.
I was going to say you can go first anyway.
So I have one crazy story and then I have one Am I the A-hole story, and I'm going to like kind of leave it there. this, by the time this episode comes out, I don't think this is gonna be relevant if it already is. Like, I don't know. I've seen it on my Instagram, on my Facebook, but I don't know how far it circulated. But there is this incident where there was a teenage boy's birthday party. And it appears, based on a balloon in the background of the video, he was turning 14. So it was him and like 10 or so of his friends around the same age in a house with a stripper. And this is a grown woman dancing, not just like in front of them. She was like, she was twerking in one of the boys' face, was presumably the birthday boy's face, right? And they had money they were throwing. There was music. Like, they, it was like they were in a strip club, but they were in the house. But these are 13 to 15, 16-year-old boys. Like, these are children. And that is a grown woman. So the person whose post I initially saw, he was like, this right here is unbelievable. We really might be insane as a culture. These are all Black kids. The way we move, think, and justify things is wild. Tell me if I'm wrong. Check the video in the comments. And I watched the video and I was like, I really wish I didn't see that. But there seemed, most people seem to be like, this is an outrage. But there are some people who are saying, basically, boys will be boys. At least they're being boys in the presence of adults. Because you could assume, like, you could see another grown woman recording. So that's an adult in the room. And whoever was taking the video, you can assume maybe was the dad, or there were adults in the room other than the dancer. And so people were like, well, it's under adult supervision. This is fine. Boys are out here doing this anyway. Again, at least it's under parental supervision, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, it seems the argument that this is a grown woman and this is a minor situation, that adult supervision or not, all of y'all are wrong. The dancer for accepting the job, the parents for allowing it, thinking it's okay, and enabling it, like, all of it is just so gross. And if you feel like boys should be boys, or boys are gonna do it anyway, so that it's okay as long as it's under adult supervision, I think that speaks to a bigger issue. The point is not to enable them. The point is to, I don't know. What do you think of this?
Kindly go slip on ice. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. Like,
strong start, huh?
Like, because if the situation was flipped and it was a party of 13 to 15 year old girls and they had male dancers shirtless with tight pants and he was doing basically the same thing, that girl's life would be ruined. Her reputation down the drain. Like, yeah, what do you mean boys will be boys? Like, I'm glad you said the thing about the adult supervision, because I was thinking, okay, just because they're under adult supervision doesn't mean that, like, they're okay. Correct. Yeah. Because everyone in the room is wrong, actually.
Honestly, it is to a legal degree.
It like, is of my, and I didn't know if I should say it because I didn't know, like, where your opinion was going to go at the end, but I was like, nah, let me speak my truth, because that's crazy.
No, the truth is the truth, and everyone, the truth is that this is wrong.
I know, like, I just, it's number one, it's a double standard, like I said, because I hate Boys Will Be Boys. There's a song by Cave Town called Boys Will Be Boys. No, Boys Will Be Bugs. And I really like that song, but I just had to bring that up because that reminded me of it. That's a nice song. That song's safe. But this societal issue of, and, you know, it's not a big deal because, like, body count boys, that's a great thing. And then the girls is like, oh, my God, you're trash. You belong to the streets. Like, I feel like it's this, it comes from the same umbrella problem. And that woman, I don't know how old she, because you said grown woman. I don't know how old she is, but that doesn't really excuse it.
But she's an adult.
Legally, yeah, I feel like legally, she's still an adult, whatever age she is. And that doesn't really matter. Like,
it would
why
be-
did y'all allow this? Also, the whole family probably just would do it too. Like, if they were like, well, we did this when we were kids too. So, like,
some people in the comments were saying stuff like that. Well, like, I know what I was doing at that age. So, if my parents would have let me have a stripper party, I would have been like, you know,
then
I would have been the coolest boy in the
with
school.
These morals. Like, they were just perpetuating the problem.
Honestly, so I have the post pulled up because I wanted to read some of the comments. But honestly, I should have screenshotted certain ones because there's so much interaction with this. But I remember somebody saying something to the effect of, you're allowing them to grow up with these
objectifying women.
Pretty much. But thinking that it's okay.
That's one problem.
But some of these people, oh my God, like the OP, he was screenshotting some of the wilder responses and like putting it and being like, these people are wild. Y'all are insane. But somebody was like, I don't see the problem. They look like little gangbangers anyway with drug money. So yeah, I would shake my A-word all in their face too if I got my money and left nothing to see here. They're growing into men, and men have done this for years before we have got here. Grown women. Okay, they're saying that women be doing stuff to boys anyway, so that they wouldn't partake in this, but that they don't see anything wrong. And somebody else was like, she came, she did her job like she was supposed to do. How did she know it was going to be a bunch of young kids? Okay, you show up, you see that, you leave.
Are you not, because I don't know how it works, obviously, but are you not, like, informed of who your client is? I'm pretty sure,
unless the adults withheld that information from her.
Or, like, they paid for it, so it was under, like, an adult's name type deal, and then she
either way,
and it was, like, not an adult's
That
party.
Was her decision to still do that, showing up and seeing these children. So, yeah, I don't know what state this took place in. So I don't know what the like laws are around this, but you can't tell me there shouldn't be any. There's nobody to press charges because everybody was consenting in this situation, but it's just gross. And I'm gonna leave it there. Like,
I feel like it's misinformed consent or whatever that term might be. It's like there was consent, but like you're not well educated in the morality of this. So like, are you real?
It's
really,
teenage boys. They want to see a naked woman in their face and throw money at them. It's what they see on TV. It's what they talk about in school. Like, yes, they want that, but it's the adult's job to tell them that's not realistic. That's not cool. That's something you do as an adult.
But the adults grew up seeing it on TV too. So they don't see it as a problem either.
Ooh, child. But yes, that is my opening story.
Well, I have a couple that are in like a couple different threads, but it's funny you bring one up about a birthday because I have one about a birthday. So I'm going to read that one.
All right.
It's not terribly long. So this particular one is from the Am I the A-hole thread. So, am I the a-hole for telling my fiancé that he embarrassed me when he started singing the happy birthday song to his 5-year-old son at the restaurant? Let that simmer a bit. So, I, 30 female, have been with my fiancé, Ned, in quotes, 36 male, for a year and a half. He has a 5-year-old son with his ex-girlfriend. They don't have a custody agreement. Mind you, I kind of only read like the middle and part of the end for this one because I was already sold like at the title and I went to the comments and I was like, yeah. But so some of these details are going to be new to me while I'm reading it. So they don't have a custody arrangement, but he has him most of the week because the mom is currently sick. His son is lovely, but I noticed that Ned takes him everywhere he goes, including places that aren't child friendly. And we have an issue with that now, but we're working on it. His son's 5th birthday was days ago. Ned took us out to a restaurant to celebrate. The place was nice and looked a bit unfitting for the occasion because it was a somewhat expensive place. Anyways, we ordered food, then got the birthday cake, which was a surprise to me because I thought we were going to celebrate at home so we could be free to sing and play however we wanted. I still had no issue with that till Ned started singing the happy birthday song to his son. I was stunned. I almost dropped my plate. He was singing it at the top of his lungs, not even looking around or paying attention to how many people staring at us awkwardly. I felt so embarrassed. I kept whispering for him to stop, but he ignored me. Of course, my future stepson was hyped and a little too active, which isn't good when we're at a public place. I expected the staff, the manager, anyone to get involved and stop him, but no one did. In fact, some woman came up to us and offered that she help him take a video recording. I wasn't in it at all. I froze in my seat looking stunned and a little angry. He looked at me later asking what was wrong. I didn't say anything except thanks for finally noticing. He didn't understand what I meant and I didn't explain till we were in the car. I flat out told him that he embarrassed me the second he started singing in the restaurant. He looked shocked, saying he didn't get why I would be embarrassed by him celebrating his son's birthday and cheering him up. I told him we could have done this at home when we'd be more comfortable and free. He took it as in I was ashamed of him and his son, but I denied it and said that it just felt awkward and embarrassing because I'd never been in this situation and also judging from the restaurant we were at. He said that his son's mom is sick and he's trying to do all he can to cheer him up, and that all families do that, and no one had an issue with that except me. Then when I tried to explain, he got mad and said he no longer felt like talking. We haven't been speaking since then. It appears he's still salty about me saying what I said and insinuating that I see him and his son as an embarrassment. Am I the a-hole? I think he's being too harsh with the whole ignore me thing instead of talking it out. And that's the end of that.
That's a lot. That was a mouthful.
Yeah. I feel like she could have cut out some of that.
Yeah. If it was a fancy restaurant, that's not the place to, at the top of your lung.
I
wish she
said where they were eating so I can know, like,
yeah,
what is somewhat expensive to you?
Like, yeah.
Where are we eating?
So if it's at a nice place and you're screaming at the top of your lungs, happy birthday, that is embarrassing. Especially if you weren't aware that this was going to be the whole thing. Like, you didn't have, you weren't in on bringing the cake here and blah, blah, blah. So I see where she's coming from, how it's embarrassing. And I don't know why he didn't read the room. If people were staring and stuff, I don't know if she's an a-hole or not.
I feel like she's an unreliable narrator because for some parts, because I was looking through the comments and pretty much it's a consensus that she's the a-hole for various reasons. Some of these comments are kind of long, but, and I was like, low-key, I feel that way too, because I think it would have really been an issue if the staff said A-O. Like, even after they finished the song, they would have came by, or like if the staff was giving them looks or whatever, but it seems like that didn't happen. So I was like, maybe the restaurant wasn't like one of those super $5 sign restaurants where like, oh my gosh, you have to whisper to talk or whatever. So I was like, maybe both of them are kind of in the wrong, but the way she was being reacting, dramatic. Yeah, she was being a little much, and she seems like she potentially exaggerated the situation in her explanation. So I was like, I kind of see her as the a-hole. Some of these people were just straight up like, you sound insufferable. That was the only comment on that one. And then my future stepson, both of you to assume you're still getting married, you're the a-hole. And I was like, oh,
whoa.
Wow, dang. And they're just picking apart different things she typed out and being like, why were you doing that? Such and such. So I was like, I don't know, maybe the comments are a little too harsh on her. But at the same time, I don't know. I feel like both, it was just miscommunication. I think that's my conclusion, is that she's kind of the a-hole, but at the same time, it wouldn't have been a problem if he would have just been like, hey, we're doing this.
I think she still would have tried to talk him out of doing it. So like,
also, I kind of can't, I don't know how people be singing happy birthday in public, besides like when we would go to like Golden Corral or something, like some buffet place, and they were encouraged that, they wouldn't be singing at the top of their lungs. So I'm like, was he really doing that? Or was he just like singing, like kind of projecting happy birthday?
He probably
birthday.
Was just saying it at like, it wasn't slightly. Like
a, yeah, it wasn't a conversational tone. It was just like slightly louder. So I'm like, I feel like that part she might have exaggerated, which is making me feel like, okay, ma'am, you didn't have to do all that.
I feel like a-hole is too strong, but she's definitely wrong a little bit here.
I don't think they should have just stopped talking, though. Like, I don't know if they're not together anymore because there's no update.
Yeah, I guess.
But
if that really hurt him, because this is about his son or whatever, if this really hurt him.
He was probably sad for a while because his mom. So, like, I get why he wanted to do that. Like, have a big thing, make a good memory. But also, I don't know. This one, like, when I read the end, I was like, yeah, this sounds like both of y'all have to just need to talk. Because clearly he likes to treat someone way. Maybe she doesn't like to treat the son that way. Or like help raise the son that way. Y'all just need to like communication.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, she's kind of the a-hole.
She's kind of the a-hole. I won't say a strong like, you're the a-hole.
Yeah.
With like my gavel. But she's kind of a problem. But also, she's kind of valid, but like, I don't know.
Well,
can we have an option that's in between on these threads?
I think there is one.
There probably is.
At least on the Reddit one, because when we were on here last time, I was seeing like, I saw a couple different ones. But yeah, I'm also reading one from the Am I the A-hole subreddit. Or, yeah. I'm depending on which one I want to read. I'll do this one. It's from 8 months ago. The title is, Am I the A-hole for refusing to support my brother's financial plans at the cost of my own? I'm not usually on Reddit, but I really needed someone to settle this, so here goes. My 25-year-old female, my brother, who is a 22-year-old male, recently asked me for money. He's planning to buy a property to flip and needs an extra $10,000 to cover initial costs. Hmm. 2 years ago, I loaned him $5,000 for a similar project, which he eventually repaid. Since then, he's asked for money multiple times, and I've given him around $15,000 more in total, but not all of it's been repaid. My husband, a 28-year-old male, and I are saving for a down payment on a house. We've reached a point where lending money is directly impacting our plans. When my brother asked for money, I told him we couldn't afford to help him this time. He called me selfish. My parents have been blowing up my phone since, demanding I help him because family should support each other no matter what. My husband fully supports my decision and thinks it's time to set firm boundaries, and I think I agree with him, but I'm starting to doubt myself. Am I the a-hole?
No.
Some extra context. I told him I'd be lenient with getting him to repay the other loans because his husband was hospitalized and he had medical bills to pay, but that's in the far past now, and he seems to think he's been let off the hook. So I think the brother and the parents are a-hole.
Yeah, it's all, look, these types of stories where it's like one sibling that has, like, is the scapegoat of the family or something, it's always the parents that be blowing up their phone, coming to their house, being like, why did you say that to your sister? Why did you do this to your brother? Blah, 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 blah. You embarrassed us in these events. And I'm like, so the problem came from you and it probably came from your parents. And we're stopping a generational trauma right here because that's crazy. Yeah, no, she's not.
So just scrolling down like the first five comments, everybody's saying that they're not the a-hole. And the consensus is that they're not the a-hole. But the first comment says, you need to take care of your core family first. You're not the a-hole. And they quoted when she was like, since then, he's asked for money multiple times and I've given him around $15,000 more in total, but not all of it's been repaid. Blah, blah, blah. He called me selfish. The person was like, suggest that mom and dad loan your brother the money and see how fast they backpedal.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, I don't know their financial situation, but why is it all on the sister?
Right. So definitely this is a close, this is an open and closed case. They're not
the gavel coming down on this one. Are you serious? That's not self.
That's a lot of freaking money.
Yes, like she's helped you so much over the years. That's a lot of money, bro.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot. And you're like, a small loan of $10,000.
You can't see that. An like, extra $10,000 to cover
initial costs. No biggie. Like, brother, how old was he? 22?
Yes. She's 25. The brother's 22. Her husband is 28.
Bro, and I'm glad the husband's like, look, I'll stand by whatever you decide.
Yeah, because they're trying to get a house. Like,
that's not that's selfish. Because I don't know where they live right now, but imagine like they don't have space anymore, or like they're trying to like one of them might work somewhere, and where they're trying to move is better for the job. Like, they need to progress their life. So how is that selfish?
It's not. And that's
it would have been different if she's like, I refuse to help him throughout the years because like I personally feel like it's my money and I don't want to give him my money because blah, blah,
she
blah,
gave
blah.
This dude $20,000 in total. And he's asking for $10,000 more. And it's like, and you didn't even repay all of the $20,000 because I was being nice and your husband was in hospital and you got, you know, other responsibilities. But so do I. If I can't expect you to pay my money back, why are you expecting me to give you more?
Brother.
So, you know, yeah. Can't do everything for everybody.
Cut off. Oh, I won't say cut them off, but like, no, the cut off the money.
If he calls me selfish and he wants to cut me off, then that's just what it's going to have to be. No, he'll get over it eventually.
I was like, well, right. Time to get my house. Because like, that's why you, bro. Okay, I have one in the Am I the A-hole again, and I have one in Am I overreacting? Which one might you want to hear?
I mean, your first one was low-key, if she was overreacting, but
that low-key belonged in that one. Yeah.
I don't know. Do the overreacting one.
Okay, let's see. This has to do with money, too. No, it doesn't. I thought it said financial. It says fiancé. Okay. Am I overreacting? My fiance isn't invited to the wedding because the bride doesn't want people thinking she is prettier than her. This sounds like there's a problem. I might skip around slightly in this one just because I don't know how long is too long. So my 26 male lifelong best friend, 26 male, is getting married later this year. When he first got engaged, he asked me to be one of the groomsmen. I obviously accepted, and I've been excited for the wedding and to see my best friend get married. His fiance, 26 female, and my fiance, 25 female, have always gotten along really well. The four of us hang out pretty frequently, always have a great time, and there has never been any problems. My fiance has always considered her a friend and has been extremely happy for them, and I'm excited about their wedding. His fiance has even asked mine for her thoughts and suggestions on certain decor for the wedding, venues, colors, things like that. The official wedding invitations were sent out recently. When it arrived at our house, I noticed it was only addressed to me and also didn't say anything about a plus one. I was kind of surprised by this because I had been assuming that my fiance would be invited, given the fact that I have been with my fiance for 4 years, longer than he's been with his. And he has been my best friend since preschool. The four of us hang out all the time. Some of my family members receive invitations to the wedding. But before jumping to conclusions, I thought maybe none of the groomsmen or other friends of the bride and groom are allowed to have a plus one due to costs or things like that. The other groomsmen are all friends of mine and his, so I called them to see, to see if their significant others were also not invited. But turns out all of them received an invitation and their significant other. And the bridesmaids all get to bring theirs as well. So at that point, I called him, let him know that I got my invitation, but that my fiance was not included, and asked if it was just an error, if they forgot to include her on it. And that's when he informed him that his fiance doesn't want the OP's fiance coming because she doesn't want all the guests thinking that mine is prettier than her. Now, I will say my fiance is insanely gorgeous. I know you don't like the word, sorry. If I had a penny every time someone asked me how I managed to get her, I would be a billionaire. On the other hand, his fiance isn't the most conventionally attractive woman. I feel bad saying that, and it's something I have never said out loud to anyone, but for context to the situation, I wanted to include that here. I told him that I know it's not my wedding, so I don't get to pick the guest list. But I think it's a bit unfair and ridiculous that my fiance, who they are friends with, is the only significant other that doesn't get to come to the wedding because his fiance is worried that people think she's prettier than her. I feel like he's repeating some things in these. He says that he agrees with me, that he's already tried multiple times to explain this to her, but that she won't budge and is insistent that everyone would think that she's prettier. So I ended up telling him that I cannot be a groomsman or attend the wedding then, because in my eyes, it's not fair to my fiance for me to attend or be in a wedding where she is the only significant other not invited due to the bride's own insecurities. He's upset with me now and thinks I'm overreacting, but I just don't think this is fair. My fiance told me not to worry about her and that I should be part of my best friend's big day. But even with my fiance being completely fine with me going, I honestly don't want to be around the bride.
I'm surprised that his fiance was like, oh, no, it's fine.
I mean, low-key, I'm surprised, but at the same time, I can see why she would say that, because, like, that's been his boy for his whole life. So she's like, I mean, y'all go way back, and this isn't really his problem. Mm. It's the bride. So, like, if you want to be there for your best friend, like, I'm not going to be mad. But at the same time,
I guess so.
I'm a little surprised, because I'll be like,
I would be so mad about this because it's so petty.
That is extremely
petty. It's so superficial. And how are you being my friend in my face and the whole time you jealous like this? Like, I think that's so weird of her. And if my fiance still wanted to go, I mean, I wouldn't stop him because that is a preschool, bro. Yeah. And y'all in y'all's 20s, I wouldn't stop him.
But y'all the same age, so it's been at least like 43 years or something. Like, that's a long time.
I would hold that grudge for a long time, I think.
The friend's fiance was never her friend. I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
I think that's so weird. And then his childhood friend, the groom.
Yes.
Not thinking there's a problem. No, he said he tried to get her to budge.
Yeah, he was like, he agrees with the OP that, okay, like, this is ridiculous, but okay, she will not allow her to come.
But what about the, he thinks I'm overreacting. Oh, because he said he didn't want to go in the end.
Yeah, in the end, when he was like, I'm not going to go because we don't feel like that's right. And then that's when he started being like, you're reacting, you're doing a lot. Like, just come to the wedding. But I don't think he's overreacting. I'm not going to, like.
That's uncomfortable. It's just a really uncomfortable situation.
Yes, because everyone's going to be like, oh, well, what do you say? Like, was it 4 months or 4 years? That they've been together.
4 years.
So, and then they were together since before the ones that are getting married. So it's like, oh, where's your girl? Because all the friends probably know that they're together. So if everybody come with their partner, married or not, they're going to be like, oh, is she sick? Like, where is such and such? Where is such and such? How are you supposed to answer?
Yeah, because part of me is like, you know, I don't want to ruin the day. So I'll make up like, yeah, she's sick. But the other part of me is like, no. It's because the groom is, I mean, the bride feels like y'all going to think she's prettier. And then if you get the whole room agreeing, you're really going to be the bad guy. And I'm paying enough.
Not the whole room. I didn't think about that.
Well,
if they're all like, I mean, low key.
Because he says she's not conventionally attractive. If everybody knows what the OP's fiance looks like, then they might be like, nobody would have thought that.
And I feel like no one would
because
say
that's not
it.
The day to be thinking.
Right. Like, it's not about her. So it's the fact that she's making it about her. It's like, girl.
That's also a backhanded compliment to every other woman in attendance. Mm. That y'all are not a threat.
Y'all are mid, so like y'all can come.
This is a weird situation.
Yeah, this, I hope the bride.
And I don't think he's overreacting in the end because on one hand, you could say it's just one day, go support your friend. On the other hand, it's one day, but that's all the more reason for that girl to not feel threatened.
And like, also, like, he's standing on business for his girl.
I hope they stay together.
She better be ride or die. Like, this better go to the end.
Hope they're in game. Because
I would have been so sad still, though, that I'm missing my best friend's wedding because of this petty
nonsense. I would have been so upset about the whole situation. I wouldn't have even thought about the fact that.
I'll be sad after the fact. Yeah. Like, after a few days has passed, I'm seeing all the pictures on Facebook or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the anger might still be there, but it's simmered down. And I'm like, dang. We've been talking about this for years, like in high school, when such and such gets married first, we're going to do it up. And I wasn't there because his wife is an a-hole. He's not overreacting.
Nah.
I hope him and his fiance are great in the future. Good on him for, good on her, though, for being humble about it. And it's like, you can still go. But also, girly, it's okay. You can be upset.
That's not to say that she wasn't low-key like...
No, I'm sure she was, yeah. But, yeah.
So we're going to keep this one short for maybe the second time ever because we got some other stuff going on this evening. But if you had any opinions on any of those stories, please do make a comment about it. I know the stripper party for the teens... I saw that on Facebook and that was I've only seen like two people on my friends list post about it, but this guy that I never usually see that I follow on Instagram, he did one of those like, green screen videos or whatever talking about it. And he was like, you know, I just had to come on here and give my thoughts about it. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay.
It's making rounds.
Yeah. So, you know, I feel like that one,
if I end up seeing it on Twitter, that's how you know.
But that video, I think I saw that one the 22nd, and today's the 27th, so by the time this comes out, I think it's out of the news cycle, but
mayhaps.
If y'all have any opinions on any of the stories, please comment, and make sure you follow us on Twitter, X, Instagram, at Related Note Pod. If you prefer to listen, you can search on A Related Note wherever you listen to your podcasts, and I think that's everything.
I think that's right. And on that note, until we yap again.
Bye.